Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Christmas in October. We know it's early for a Christmas story, but the world's best choir is planning a free concert in Anchorage. The Gracias Choir and Orchestra will bring its unique flavor of Christmas here next week. And as Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, the family-friendly show depends on a network of enthusiastic volunteers to make it happen.
Julie Pack has got her running shoes on. The UAA student is one of the volunteer organizers helping to produce the Gracias Choir show at Anchorage's Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. And she dashed from a late class to publicize the event. Julie can't help but blurt out that the choir took first place in last year's choral competition in Germany.
They have never won second place. It's always been first place prize. Last year, it was the biggest choral competition in Marktoberdorf, Germany, and they won the grand prize out of all the choirs. And so that's why we were able to say boldly that they are the world's best choir.
Awards from Italy, Switzerland, and South Korea are on the choir's wall as well. When you think Gracias Choir, think TV's Glee, with lush sets, brilliant costumes, and unbounded youthful energy on an international scale. That's a traditional south of the border tune, but don't be surprised that the singers are not Mexican. They're actually Korean. You see, the Gracias Choir originated in South Korea and is affiliated with the International Youth Foundation, a Christian-based but non-denominational nonprofit that works with youth around the world.
As volunteers of this foundation, we do Mexico English camps. And so we go to Mexico, and I personally have gone 5 times to Mexico to teach English, and this year will be my 6th time during winter break.
Julie says her link to IYF is through an Anchorage church. So the Mexico-Korea connection resulted in the choir's name, Gracias, which means thanks in Spanish.
They are called the Gracias Choir because they sing out of their hearts, and so they want to sing to bring joy to other people.
Volunteers like Julie have been passing out free tickets and brochures to advertise the upcoming Anchorage performance. The October show is all about the Christmas season. It's a lavish stage production with acts centered on the traditional story of Jesus' birth. The program presents simple solos of well-known Christmas songs, too, along with a thundering rendition of Handel's best-known work. There are 120 people in the orchestra and choir, and every one of them is a volunteer. The tour and stage production are fully funded through donations.
진짜 그라시아스 합창 단액 한탓하거든요. 한 사람 한 사람이 다.
Choir member Gyeongsu Park says everyone puts their whole heart into it to come up with ideas for the show.
저도 상상치 못했던 많은 이야기들이 나오고 그래서.
Julie Pack says the choir sends a powerful message to young people.
This choir didn't start off professionally. They started in a small room with 9 people. They wanted to bring joy to other people's hearts through this music. And they had the dream, that one dream, that they could be one day the world's best choir, that they are the world's best choir.
She says going toward a dream with determination can fulfill that dream. The Gracias Choir Christmas Cantata show plays October 4th and 5th at Alaska Center for the Performing Arts in Anchorage. The show is free, but get there early as it is first come, first serve. I'm Ellen Lockyer.